This is the story about Snow White and Rose Red. On the edge of a village, very long ago, there lived a poor widow woman along with her two daughters, Snow White and Rose Red. A garden surrounded the cottage, and in it stood two rose trees, one of which grew white roses and the other red ones. The two girls were like the two rose trees, which is why the mother named them Snow White and Rose Red, and they were as lively and cheerful as young puppies. But the children were different from one another, too. While Rose Red loved to race about in the meadow and fields, chasing butterflies and searching for flowers, Snow White was more content to stay at home with her mother, where she helped with housework and read when there was no more work to do. The sisters loved each other dearly, and always held one another's hand when they went out together. In fact, when Snow White said,
"We'll never leave each other,"
then Rose Red answered,
"Never so long as we live."
Then their mother would add,
"What one has, she must share with the other."
Sometimes Snow White would join Rose Red, and they'd explore the nearby forest together, gathering red berries and nuts. They were so good-natured and innocent that no beasts harmed them. Instead, the animals crept close and sniffed at their legs and toes. A little rabbit ate a cabbage leaf right out of their hands, while a family of deer grazed by their side, and the birds sang loudly from the trees. In the summer, Rose Red would pick flowers before her mother awakened and place them on the table by her bed, so she'd see them as soon as she awakened. In the winter, Snow White lit the fire and hung the kettle from the hook above it. So brightly was the kettle polished that the flames were reflected in the pot as the water inside bubbled and simmered. In the evening, when the snowflakes fell, the mother said,
"Snow White, please go and bolt the door. Then we can all sit around the fire, and I'll read you a story."
The mother put on her glasses and began to read aloud out of a large book. The two sisters sat silently and listened. Close by, a lamb slumbered on the floor, head resting on his front paws, and a white dove sat on her perch with her head hidden beneath her wings. Suddenly, there was a knocking sound at the door. The mother said,
"Quickly, Rose Red, open the door. It must be a traveler seeking shelter."
Rose Red jumped up, ran to the door, and pushed back the bolt. But instead of the visitor being a traveler seeking shelter, it was a bear who stuck his broad black head inside the doorway. Rose Red screamed and sprang back inside the room. The lamb bleated, the dove fluttered, and Snow White hid herself behind her mother's bed. But the bear began to speak.
"Wait, don't be afraid. I won't harm you. Look at me. I'm half frozen and only want to warm myself by your fire."
"Why, you poor bear. Come on in and lie down by the fire. But be careful not to burn your fur. Snow White, Rose Red, come out now. The bear won't harm you. He means well."
So both sisters crept out of their hiding places, and then the lamb and dove came nearer too, and none were afraid of the bear.
"Here, children, knock the snow out of my fur."
So the girls brought the broom and swept the bear's hide clean. Then he stretched himself by the fire and growled contentedly and fell asleep. It wasn't long before they were relaxed with one another. The girls played tricks on their guest, tugging his hair and placing their feet on his back and rolling him about. They even took a tree branch and tickled him, and when the bear growled, they all laughed. But when the sisters got too rough, the bear called out,
"Leave me alone, children! Snow White, Rose Red, will you beat your wooer dead?"
No one wondered at his statement, and when the children had gone to bed, the mother said to the bear,
"You can stay here by the hearth, where you'll be safe from the cold and bad weather for the night."
As soon as day dawned, the two girls let out the bear, and he trotted across the snow into the forest. But every evening he came at the same time, laid down by the fire, and let the children amuse themselves as they liked. And they got so used to him that the doors were never locked until their black, furry friend had arrived. When spring had come and the trees and grass were green, the bear said one morning to Snow White,
I must go away now, and I can't come back all summer.
Where are you going, dear bear?
I must enter the forest and guard my treasures from the wicked dwarves. In winter, when the earth is frozen hard, they have to stay underground because they can't work their way through. But in the spring, when the sun has warmed and thawed the earth, they break through and come out to pry and steal. Once they get their hands on something, it's gone into their caves for good.
Oh, dear! Must you go? We'll miss you so much.
Yes, I must go, but I'll return one day.
Snow White unbolted the door for the bear, and as he hurried out, he caught his coat on the bolt, and a piece of his fur was torn off.
Oh, my! I'm sure I saw gold where the fur was torn off. But I must be imagining things.
The bear ran away and soon was out of sight behind the trees. A short time later, the mother sent her daughters into the forest to gather firewood. While there, they found a big tree that had been felled. Near the trunk, someone was jumping back and forth in the grass, but they couldn't make out who it was. Then, as they crept nearer, they saw a dwarf. He had an old, withered face like dried apples and a snow-white beard that dangled down around his feet. The end of the beard was caught under the felled tree. The dwarf glared at the girls with his bloodshot eyes and cried out,
You dimps! Why just stand there? Can't you help me?
What are you up to, little man?
You stupid goose! I was going to split the tree so I could have some wood for cooking, but I didn't get out of the way in time and my beard got caught. Oh, woe is me! My beautiful white beard is trapped and I can't get away! And there you two silly things stand laughing! Oh, how horrible you are!
Though the dwarf was abusive, the girls couldn't stand to see him stuck there. They tugged and pulled, but the beard wouldn't come out. It was stuck fast.
I'll run back to the village and get someone to help us.
You senseless goose! Why should you get someone else? You two are already too many for me. Can't you think of something better?
Now don't be so impatient. I'll help you.
Snow White pulled her scissors out of her pocket and snipped off the end of the beard. Though he was free, the dwarf grumbled and cursed as he grabbed hold of a bag full of gold that was partly hidden by the tree's roots. He lifted it up and muttered to himself,
Stupid people! Bad luck to you for cutting off a piece of my fine beard!
Then the dwarf swung the bag upon his back and stalked off without even once looking at the children. Soon afterwards, the mother sent the two children into the town to buy some needles and thread, laces and ribbons. On their way, they crossed a large meadow where huge pieces of rock lay strewn about.
Look, Snow White, up in the sky, there's a large bird circling around and around.
Yes, I see it now. Oh, it's landing on that big rock over there. But what's that terrible noise I hear?
A loud, piteous cry rang out across the field as the two girls ran to where the bird had landed. And there they saw their old acquaintance, the dwarf, clutched in the claws of an eagle.
Help me, Snow White. You grab one of the little man's legs and I'll grab the other. If we pull hard, maybe we can save him.
Well, the girls tugged and they pulled with all their might. At last the eagle could hold on no longer and let go of the dwarf. But again he was angry and ungrateful.
Couldn't you have done it more carefully? You dragged at my coat and pants until they're all torn and full of holes, you clumsy creatures!
Then he took up a sack full of precious jewels and slipped away under the rock into his hole. The girls, who by this time were used to his ingratitude, continued on their way into the town to complete their errand. On their way home, they had to cross the meadow again, where they surprised the dwarf. He had emptied out his bag of precious jewels onto a bare patch of ground where he hadn't expected to be seen. The afternoon sun shone upon the brilliant stones, making them sparkle and shine so splendidly that the children stood and stared in wonder.
"Why do you stand there staring at my jewels? Get out of here, you silly minxes!"
The dwarf jumped up and down with rage, pulling at his beard and glaring at the girls. Just then, there was a loud growl. Black Bear came running towards them out of the forest. The dwarf cried out in fright and tried to run away to his cave, but he was too late. The bear was already upon him.
"Mr. Bear! Mr. Bear, please spare me! If you do, I'll give you all my treasures! Look at the beautiful jewels! Surely you'd sooner have them than my life!" "Please, Mr. Bear! Why do you want? What do you want with anyone as small as I am? Why, there's hardly enough to chew on! Come, take these two wicked girls instead. They're tender and fat as young quails. For mercy's sake, eat them, not me!"
But the bear paid no attention to the dwarf's words. With a single blow from the bear's paw, the wicked creature was knocked to the ground and didn't move again. Meanwhile, not recognizing their old friend the bear, the girls had run away too, but they heard a booming voice calling to them across the fields.
"Snow White! Rose Red! Don't be afraid! Wait! Let me come with you!"
Then they recognized the bear's voice and waited. A moment later, he was standing before them with the bear skin lying in a heap at his feet. He was now a handsome young man, dressed in gold cloth.
"Who are you? What happened to our friend the bear? I don't understand."
"I'm a king's son. I was bewitched by that wicked dwarf who stole all my treasures. He turned me into a savage bear, forced to wander in the forest until freed by the little man's death. He's finally received the punishment he deserved for all the misery he's caused in the world."
As it often is with fairy tales, our story ends with a wedding. Snow White, who had been the first to discover the gold cloth under the bear's hide, married the king's son, and Rose Red was married to his brother. The great treasure that the dwarf had stolen and hidden in his cave was recovered and divided between them all. As for the girl's mother, she lived peacefully and happily for many years with her daughters in the castle. The two rose trees went with her, bearing the most beautiful red and white roses every year.
It's time to go. Don't forget to tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station, for Aunt Sally's Story Shop.